came in.
The fire truck getting you excited?
I'm sorry?
The fire truck getting you excited?
Yeah, I'm gonna get on that fire truck.
It's the old fireman.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,742. Gov Ventures Group LLC seeks a variance to reduce the lot width requirement for a parcel from the side yard setbacks and the required square footage for a parcel, sections 115-25B1 and 115-25C of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south, the properties are located on the southwest corner of 7th Street and Bayview Road. The 911 addresses are not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax maps are District 334, map 19.16, parcels 87 and 87.01. Specifically, they're requesting a 50-foot variance from the front yard, from the frontage for the front yard, and a 15,000 square foot variance from the size of the property. Received no letters in support. We received one mail return and received two letters in opposition. The first letter is that they are writing to oppose the granting of a variance for this case. That they own the home at 601 Bayview Road, less than a block from the property. That the zoning requirements is to allow people to plan in the use of their property with confidence and what will, the future will nearby properties will be. Their home was deeded requiring at least 100-foot frontage, which required what they claim is a purchase of four of the original 25-foot frontage lots. The people have been asking permission to reduce the lot frontage on Bayview to 50 feet. They want to make sure that the two lots of existing 100-foot frontage, they are concerned about others being able to do the similar request, and that this will change the road from 100 feet to 50 feet, which will have a negative value on their property. That they can build on the two lots they have that are fronting on 7th Street. Trying to think. And so they object to the application, and that is from Joseph M. Clark. And we also received a letter from a neighboring property that they are not in favor of allowing the variances, and especially oppose a variance to build two homes on the lot. Staff would note there are actually two separate lots. They are concerned about environmental issues in the neighborhood as in the impact of new construction on the aesthetics of the neighborhood. They're concerned about stormwater management and the amount of impervious surface that would be created by the building of two houses, and that apparently currently there are no storm drains in the neighborhood, and the grass is needed in my yard and next door to help divert water from our houses so it can be infiltrated. And that they're concerned with the runoff, and that they have had flooding issues in the past, and that it could harm the ecosystem. So they are asking that the applications, the variances, not be requested, and that is Mary Kvitsvili. I apologize. I'm pretty sure I butchered that one. And those are the two letters we have in opposition.
All right. Thank you.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. Rick Burrell for Gaw Ventures. John Gaw is seated here to my right. He's one of the principals of the company, small family company that builds houses. I knew when I read the description of what was being requested, and if anybody else read that, it was going to sound a heck of a lot more complicated than it really is. The quick story is that there are already two lots. We're not requesting a division into two lots. There are two lots as of today. The request on the part of Gaw Ventures is simply to flip those two lots 90 degrees so that they front on Bayview as opposed to the side street, 7th Street. Very simple, but because of the nature of the subdivision and its age, it creates a lot of headaches. And so I want to go into those and explain that a little bit. This is in the older section of Bay Vista, and I think you all understand and recall that these lots were originally developed many years ago with 25-foot road frontages. Most people, I don't think, ever used them at 25. A lot of people combined them to make 50 by 50 lots, and that, I think, is probably the predominant size in the subdivision. There are a few that are 75. There are even a couple that are 100 by 100 where everyone has combined some lots. But most of them are exactly the size of the lots that Gulf Venture owns today. You can actually see the current configuration in Exhibit A on the little booklet that I gave you. Lot 314A and lot 316A is the way they are designated. There was previously an old home on the two lots together that Mr. Gall's company purchased, and they've torn that down. It's still shown on your old map. I think I heard somebody say those were 2012 vintage, but that's been removed. It was a relatively unattractive house. It had 8-foot ceilings, which I gather are not preferred today. Well, I think you're right. But an even more unique problem for that particular house is that it was a home to a smoker for many years. And as John has explained to me, you couldn't walk into the thing without the thing reeked of smoke. And really, to get rid of that was going to be an almost complete internal or interior demolition anyway. There's also a problem with the lot itself. It's low. The crawl space in the old house was always wet. And the hope is that they can build a new structure that will resolve that problem. It's a low area, and one of the letters suggested that somehow developing these lots was going to cause drainage issues. It's right by the bay. The water comes from the bay. The last storm over the winter, Bayview Road was completely flooded. So was the crawl space in this house. So it's just the nature of the beast. It has nothing to do with who's building a house where. What prompts the variance? This is a subdivision with 5,000-foot lots, and obviously the county doesn't permit those anymore. So there's no way to really shift the lots, which seems like a relatively simple task, without it being interpreted by the zoning office as creating new lots. And so we're here tonight asking for permission to rotate the lots, which in effect creates two new lots, which just happen to face Bayview Road as opposed to 7th Street. There's also a significant problem with the layout of lot 314A, and you can see that in your Exhibit A. And we have drawn in there, hand-drawn, a note on the upper right-hand corner about a power pole and guide wires. There's a couple of telephone poles at the corner of that lot, and guide wires which come pretty close to extending all the way to the midpoint of that lot. If that's the front of the property, it creates a real problem in terms of entrances and exits, off-street parking, newspaper deliveries, all things of that nature, and to some extent a certain safety hazard. If that lot is twisted, then that becomes the rear portion of the property and is really out of the way and doesn't enter into the development process at all. And so you can see that when you flip over to Exhibit B, that's the layout that is actually being requested. And of course that the poles and the guide wires would really be out of play. The setbacks are also another issue because the county now requires 15-foot setbacks. The only way that they can really include a suitable building envelope in Exhibit B would be with 10-foot setbacks on 316A and one 10-foot setback on 314A. We're able to retain a 15-foot setback on that corner lot, which is more typical of subdivisions in Sussex County nowadays. Just to take you through the rest of the exhibits, if you look at C, I know it's a little hard to read, but up in that upper right-hand corner, Chuck Adams, who prepared the surveys, did a little work on his own and took into account all of the lots that were 50 by 100 from 1st Street through 11th in Bay Vista and found 69 lots that were 50 by 100. That's it, the one Mr. Mills is holding up. Okay, you have a larger version. So again, that's the predominant size of the lot in this area, and each one of those lots has 10-foot side yard setbacks, which is what we're asking for here, except again on the corner lot, we're allowing for the increased setback on the corner. So every one of these 50 by 100 lots in Bay Vista in this section already has 10-foot setbacks. The other issue that enters into this is the preference to have all of these lots front on Bayview Road, because that frankly is the way most of the lots are set on that street. That same drawing that Mr. Mills was just looking at highlighted a few of those in that particular vicinity. If you also go to Exhibit F, which is a series of photographs, you begin with one that's an aerial photo, and it's a little bit difficult to see, but there's a little balloon that shows you the subject property. But as you go to either side, you can see that the majority of houses that are built there actually face Bayview. And then the photos that follow that are from different angles, but again, showing that almost all of the houses on that street actually front on Bayview Road. Exhibit G is sort of the money shot. This is the other reason that Bayview Road is an attractive frontage. Although these three photos are taken from a drone, and there's no way anybody's ever going to get that high with a 42-foot height. This is what potentially is the view that some of the property owners will have for homes that are built facing Bayview Road. They'll get a glimpse of that perhaps, certainly not like that last picture in there. But that's the primary reason for needing to shift these lots. One is to take out of play that the power post, or the power pole, excuse me, and the guide wires, but also to make the homes face Bayview Road and make the whole thing more consistent with the way the subdivision was laid out. Again, all the other 50 by 100 lots have 10-foot setbacks. There are 5,000-foot lots that predominate the subdivision, and the end result of this application will not change those at all. So the uniqueness that creates this difficulty lies in the narrow lots that were created many years ago, and the location of the pole and the guide wires. A reasonable possibility of development suggests that moving the properties to face Bayview Road is the logical conclusion. It doesn't change the size of the lots, it doesn't reduce them by a square inch, and we are still able to maintain at least one 15-foot setback, even though all the other 5,000-foot lots have less. I don't think the difficulty was created by the applicant by and large, because all of Bay Vista is essentially non-conforming as it relates to the current zoning ordinances. We have the power pole and we also have the fact that the old house faced Bayview. It didn't face 7th Street. The character of the neighborhood is not changing at all. Again, the lots are the same size. The 5,000 square foot lots have 10-foot setbacks, and this will be a brand new house, or two new houses that are going to improve the subdivision. It's going to be a new house in the middle of some homes that are new, some homes that are old, but it's an area which is being developed, and this is certainly going to improve that area. And it is the minimum necessary. Again, we're not asking that all four setbacks be reduced, just three. But again, those are still in conformity with the existing properties, and the lot sizes themselves are staying the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, if there are any questions?
I did need to, I did need to call John up for just a second. He's been sworn, right?
Yes.
John, you heard me make a lot of remarks. Are those things all correct to the best of
your
knowledge?
Yes, it's all correct. I would just add that, you know, we're sincerely trying to improve this piece of real estate, and we're actually going to raise both these homes out of the flood zone as well.
Right.
And the one will have a conditional crawl space. That road was a foot underwater in this last storm. That lot was, there was one little section where you could see some dry land, but mm-hmm. both these homes are raised 3.5 feet out of the ground. It will not happen in the future for the future homeowners. The existing home that was there was uninhabitable. Crawl space was full of water, and it was smoke-ridden, had to be torn down.
Torn down.
And I think once they're done, the neighborhood will really appreciate what we're doing.
Thank you. Let's see if we have any questions. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Workman.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, you're saying the electric pole is going to be moved?
No. We're stuck with the electric pole. It's there by easement. What we're saying is that it's in the way if you face 7th Street. By turning it, it ends up in the far corner of the backyard and is sort of out of the way.
Out of the way, okay,
yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
And you're raising your house up, are you on blocks?
It's going to be a block foundation, but it's in the flood zone, AE6. We're going to raise it up out of that flood zone about 3.5 feet to do that.
Okay.
And the power pole has an existing guide wire that comes down to the center of the front of the lot the way it's set up now. We plan on providing at least 2-car parking, off-street parking for each home. That guide wire is going to create an issue in doing that, a safety issue, getting in and out of that driveway, because we're going to be very limited with the space.
Okay. And that's separate driveways or road places or shared driveway?
No, they'll be separate driveways.
Separate driveways, okay.
Yes.
Okay, no other questions?
Just to follow up on that, I forgot to mention the photos that are at E are actually the pole and the guide wires. There are a couple that show you the actual location.
Okay. And that's staying?
They're staying, yeah.
Okay.
Parking underneath, correct?
Up front.
Parking underneath.
Out front.
Out front.
You talking about underneath the house itself?
No.
No.
No, just a driveway.
Just a driveway?
Yeah, for each.
You're just going to raise to meet the AE6 first floor elevation?
Yes, I'll actually be a foot above that.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you flip these houses, the rule of thumb normally was, you know, the shortest lot, shortest size of the lot would be the front. Okay, they would normally, as they pick the lot out to record it in the area. You have these houses are all front? In other words, are the front houses here?
On Bayview?
Yeah.
Just about every one, as far as I could tell.
And they're all
on that block, they are. Absolutely.
On that whole block, right?
It appears from the pictures, anyway.
So you really, your other, the way it's setting now, your two lots, the 316A, right, it's probably, that would be a 15-foot, right, if it was the other way, and that's what you're trying to avoid on both of them?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I understand.
The front yard setback along
the front yard
setback. Road would be 15 feet.
It would be 15 feet.
Oh, I see. If it faces 7th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. As it is, the
yes.
The fronts are 30 everywhere else, mm-hmm. and the shifting did allow for Mr. Adams to maintain the 30-foot front and
Build closer to the road.
No, it
should make any difference.
The way it exists, it would allow a structure to be built closer to Bayview.
Closer to Bayview.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
And not be in conformity with the other home.
Correct.
That's what I was trying to establish here.
But by changing it, it makes it
I think
more uniform.
What we're planning on doing is a benefit to everybody involved, the current residents, the future homeowner.
I think on that paper, the survey you held up, Mr. Mills, I think he had calculated that all of those lots are 30-foot front, either by definition or by average. And so they're greater than the 15 that you mentioned.
Is someone living on, like you say, 316A?
No.
Another one's there.
They're both vacant now.
It was a combined lot.
There was a home built across the common boundary.
It's been taken down.
So the one guy's going to have a 10-foot, he's going to gain 5 feet there, right? Because he only has a 10-foot interior. Instead of the 15 foot, the other lot has the 15 foot.
The corner lot still has the 15 foot, which is still pretty common though for for Sussex in the developments.
I think, and really what's happening is it's you're just shifting
nothing
where the
changes.
Corner is.
You're just changing direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yes.
You're not changing any boundary lines.
So when we shift them, the front setback will be 30, which will be conforming with what's on that street already.
Right.
And then we'll still have the 15 on the corner lot.
What is currently the interior lot on 7th doesn't have a corner yard setback requirement, but when it shifts over, it will.
It does, correct.
So you're flipping.
Okay.
The only thing that changes in the two lots is direction.
Yes, absolutely.
And the aesthetic improvement of everything fronting Bayview Road.
Sure, because you had 100 foot there.
Otherwise, it might look a little odd.
Yeah.
It's going to look odd.
Close to the road, no front door.
There you go.
That's right.
Any further, Mr. Baker?
No.
Mr. Hunter?
No questions.
Mr. Mills, any
further? No questions.
Any further, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, the house that was on there before, it faced Bayview, correct?
It did.
And was it the only house on those two lots?
Correct.
Okay. When I'm looking at the photo on Exhibit E, the aerial photo.
Yeah,
those,
that's like that one, I think.
Yeah, very similar, very similar. I think it's a little broader than that one. But
yeah.
Are those other houses that face Bayview, are any of them 50-foot wide lots? They all appear to be wider, but I
can't remember. I think I looked at the tax map today, and it might be that same map you looked at, Mr. Mills. I don't know if it has them or not.
No.
I don't think there's anything larger than 50.
They're either they appear to either be 100-foot lots or combined lots.
Yeah.
And I, you know, just judging by the what Ms. Cornwell read in earlier, it would seem to me that what the neighbors are objecting to is the fact that you're taking what was essentially a double lot being used for one dwelling and making it two lots used for two dwellings, which you could do with what you have now, just to be facing a different way. And while it looks like a lot of these homes are facing Bayview, I don't know that I'm seeing any on here. And if you could point one out that would show that's a 50-foot wide lot that faces Bayview.
Possibly down the two, at least one of the two down on 9th Street looks like it could be a double lot.
You're looking at the survey?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Because the width of the homes.
Well, yeah,
but they are bigger. More so the one to the north than the one to the south of 9th. It's not, but it looks like it could be, the way the house is structured on the property.
Of course, all the houses on the opposite side of Bayview all face Bayview because they back up to the canal that runs through there.
If you go on down to 9th Street.
It doesn't go that far. Oh, there it does.
Yeah.
Populates.
That lot.
There's a couple.
Number three.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. Lot number 104. The one number 104 has a house on it that only takes up about half of that property, and it's rectangular in the same form that these homes would be.
But that one faces 9th Street.
Yeah.
Oh.
What I was looking at ones that are facing Bayview,
right,
that are on that side. Now, it looks like if you go past the 9th Street Bayview intersection, looks like there's two lots, but the view that we have doesn't have anything on top. That was my only, I didn't know if there was any
and
other.
And even that one could possibly, that could be a front step on the right there. That could be coming out on the Bay Street as well, where it looks like it gets smaller as it progresses towards Bayview at Bayview Road. So that could possibly be the front. I don't see a front step on the 9th Street.
Well, you know, if you go by, you go by the rules of the thumb of what your frontages are. Bayview, Bay Vista Drive, if you start with lot 95, 94, 86, they're all side yard setbacks, okay? The fronts are facing 7th Street and 8th Street, and that's done by the shortest lot, I mean the shortest width of the lots. Now you're going to flip those, and that means you're going to have two 50-foot lots facing Bayview.
With front doors to Bayview.
Bayview Vista Drive, right? That's what you're saying.
Front doors to Bayview Drive, yes, or road, Bayview Road, yeah.
Whereas you have 100-foot, your frontage is, they're talking about doors. Doors have nothing to do with it. The doors on, like I said, 86 and 94 and 75 lots and stuff should be facing 7th Street and 8th Street and the rest of them, because that's what the mapping department and zoning has established as the front. So switching that to 250-foot frontages, that's exactly what you're doing, going down Bay Vista Drive, whereas most of them are 100-foot. Do you agree with that?
Well, they're 100-foot either way, but you have 100-foot from a side view or 100-foot from a front view.
Right, and those 100, that 100-foot on going down Bay Vista is normally their side.
Bayview is, regardless of how the county anticipates it happening, Bayview Road is primarily where the front of the houses lie.
On lot 94 and lot 87, look at 94, look at 86.
And 94 faces Bayview, 86, I believe, faces Bayview Road.
Yeah, even though it's 100-foot on the front, but the way, or it's 100-foot on the side, which is the way, yeah.
But 94 can only be a single lot because it's 75 by 100. You can only do two lots.
Let's take that one lot. Where's in 86, what is the front of that?
The front is on...
What is the front of that lot?
Bayview Road. The front of the house, but not the front of the lot.
The front of the lot, I keep saying
front of
that.
The hot lot is the short side, that's what he said.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying that over and over here again, I'll try again. What I'm saying is there is a precedence that your side yard setbacks going down Bayview or Bay Vista are normally considered your side yards. Okay?
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're bringing the, and it was in your lot number 316A, okay, mm-hmm. was the 100-foot on that one was the side yard. Is that correct?
And both lots had sides.
And now you want to flip it to make 316A the front yard. Is that right?
Right.
And also 314A, the front yard, which it is now, okay, also, right, facing Bay Vista.
Both fronts will be on Bay Vista.
Yeah. Right. The prominent...
And those will be the smaller sides of the lots, which is exactly what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the rest of them are normally... the side yards going down there, and I'm sure that's what the people were complaining about, that it's 100-foot frontage on these lots.
I think most of the complaints in the correspondence were that they thought the applicant was wanting to subdivide a 100 by 100 lot into two parcels, is what I gathered from.
That's already done.
That exists. And I'm saying, okay. But when you flip them, if you take a look, are you looking at the same sheet I'm looking at? Here, there are 100-foot side yard setbacks, okay? So you're gonna take two lots and make 250 lots out of it, right?
Well, you're just gonna turn the direction.
Right.
And now
that's gonna make 50-foot frontages.
As it is right now, if you ride down that street, you got front doors on both sides. I understand what you're saying about the front lots, because I get that. But as you ride down the street, you see front doors.
Right.
Until you get to their existing lot, where you're gonna see the side of a house.
Okay.
Now, if we allow them to turn it, now you're gonna see two front doors, just like the rest of the property going down the street. That's what they're asking to do, which would make it
if I rode down that road right now, like he's saying, you mean that all those lots are going to be the house frontages, okay?
Yes. They're going to show front doors, yes.
You're going to see front doors.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with...
And not just the door, the front facade.
Just the way they built back in the day.
Okay, and it has nothing to do, but I want to make that clear that
right.
You're going to show 250-foot lots and 100-foot, as you look, 100-foot houses going down there, okay?
With 30-foot setbacks instead of 15.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. So it's going to look more in conformity with the other homes on that street, as opposed
to... As far as the setback, yeah. As far as the lots are concerned.
As far as the facade and the setback. The majority of the homes are facing Bayview Road. So we're going to have the homes facing Bayview Road, and if we put our new ones in the way they are now, you're going to have the side of our house facing Bayview Road. The front's facing 7th.
Right.
And it will look odd.
Yeah. I can see that.
And it will create a safety issue on the interior lot for access.
I know exactly what you're doing, because
okay.
I used to go out. I had experience at that I would go out and look at this, and people would say to me, well, look at all the doors along the line here. And I'd say, I'm sorry, ma'am or mister, this is your front yard. And that's where you have to be 30 feet, not 15 feet, but 30 feet. So I was trying to establish that there is 100 foot, and the board knows that, and John has said he understands that the lots themselves or 100-foot frontages along that road, and you're asking for 250s.
Well, it's not the only 250s on that road.
Okay.
Down the street, there's...
Is there more? I don't have anything on here.
On the opposite side of the road, if you go down, there was two lots shown right there.
They're not on a corner here.
No.
Okay. All right, that answers my question, that we're all on the same page here.
All right.
Yes, you're correct. The majority of those homes, I would say, have a 75 to 100-foot frontage.
Already?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Already. Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. You want to please come up and be sworn in?
Yeah.
Staff would just like to note the one gentleman has large plans. If he is going to use them, we're going to end up keeping them.
Can I get them back?
Not tonight.
I don't have to have them back tonight. I've had them for 30 years.
After the finding of facts.
After finding of facts, you get them back. I don't win
and
that.
And we might be able to make copies.
Say that now.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay,
for a while.
You just have to keep them for the record.
Okay, good.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Grant Taylor Doherty, 37364 7th Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Bay Vista Development.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you're going to submit any documentation, it goes down to Ms. Cornwell at the end. And sir, can you come up and be sworn in?
Sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record as well?
Chuck Wilson, Jr. 2182 Bayview Road, Vista.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I think he's going to go first. When you come up, can you just state your name again for the record?
I got some.
All right, and we're going to hold on to the photos. But if you want to, do you want to hold on to them while you talk and then give them back to me?
Okay.
Okay.
I can get Duncan. You see them afterwards?
Hey, you can see them right, you can see them now.
I probably got duplicates.
Do you need them?
I don't need them.
Okay.
I just want to show you all the water problem that is right at that point. Between 7th and 8th Street is the lowest part of the development. And we do have problems with tide coming up and going over the road, but we also have a lot, we have just as much problems with rain. When it rains, all the rain, all over Bay Vista, it's all the rain just runs to 7th and 8th Street because it's the lowest part of the development. There's no street drains, but back in 06 or 07, I put two drains in the front yard of a house I built and ran the drains out to the canal. Those drains, back when the country club used to be a cornfield, the owner, the farmer, got a variance, or not a variance, a 3-foot, trying to think what you call it. A 3-foot
easement
to drain his cornfield. So the state put a pipe under the road. They have a 3-foot easement going between 8th and 7th Street that goes to the next road, Bayview Road, and then they put a pipe underneath Bayview Road, and then they couldn't go right through the guy's house, so they went like this and went out in the bay. Over the years, this pipe just rusted away, and when I built the new house, he was worried about his drainage. When we got into it, we realized we had to replace all that drainage pipe, and I do have photos of that.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel that taking, if I took this pen and I turned it this, and you got a lot of flooding going on here, okay? Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Now I turned it on this way. How am I not, how is that going to change? I mean, I don't want you to keep going belaboring it when, how would the drainage change?
The drainage wouldn't change. It wouldn't change with the tides. But it would change with the rain, mm-hmm. because
for two lots being turned.
Can you get back up to the mic, sir, please?
Yeah.
And let me ask, what does this have to do with the for the variance request? This drainage. Can you please help me understand?
Okay, that's
all, sir. That's all we want addressed.
Okay.
The request, the drainage.
Okay, we don't have to talk about that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay, I just wanted to say that's one reason for.
But that's.
I've talked to a lot of people in the neighborhood.
But sir, we're not going to go that. The drainage is not for us, okay? Listen,
okay.
Work the application, okay? What he's here for tonight.
Okay, okay? Well, one of those letters that were sent to you is about the drainage.
Okay.
Is about the woman, the neighbor of this property, wrote the letter saying that she already has a water problem
and
on her.
And we're not going to consider it the
okay.
drainage oh. portion of that.
Okay.
It's not, it doesn't apply to the variance.
Okay. I understand that there's a lot of 50-foot lots in Bay Vista.
Okay.
There's no corner lots that are 50-foot.
Okay.
And I think the reason was because when Bay Vista was first, you know, plotted out and developed, they knew that they had a 25-foot setback on both corners. So the smallest corner lot is a 75 by 100. And if you look, all the lots that you see that aren't 100 by 100 on a corner, they're 75 by 100. But most all corner lots in Bay Vista are 100 by 100.
Okay.
I didn't count them, but they are. There's no 50-foot lots.
This one.
Unless somebody divided it somehow. Or they owned, like one person on one street actually owned more than, and they put a mother-in-law's quarters on part of it.
But you do understand that currently there's two lots here.
Well.
Now, do you understand that? Because I'm telling you, there are two lots there right now.
Right
Even
now.
Though there was only one home on the lots,
mm-hmm.
there is currently, the county
okay.
recognizes there are two lots.
Not by this.
Well, I'm looking, we're talking.
It's drawn on here and it shows 100 feet.
Well, according to the tax map, there's two.
Honestly, there's four lots there, because when Bay Vista was developed, the lots were 25-foot, and you had to buy two 25-foot parcels to build a house. But none of it, you weren't able to buy two 25-foot parcels on a corner, because they didn't allow it, because you had to be 25 feet back from both corners. But in Bay Vista, there, and they also said it would help the neighborhood, and they, I've talked to everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody opposes it. And I actually think, I thought there'd be more letters.
Take a look at this. This is what's recorded in mapping in the county. There's your lots.
There's your lots right there.
Okay, here, front.
Sir, you go back up and address it, please.
Just so the, so the record can get you.
Well, this is news to me. It was always 100 by 100 lot. I mean, has this recently been changed?
No.
No.
Okay.
So all he's wanting to do is flip it in direction.
I see what you mean, but this is the only 50 by 100 lot in Bay Vista.
Don't know what to tell you other than...
Okay, how many sewer hookups are on this lot?
Sir, we don't...
One. There's only one, so that tells me it's only one lot.
Well, it's two, it, on the tax...
It's always been 100. It's always been a 100-foot lot.
Right now, it's two lots that are buildable. They could put two homes on that as it is.
Right now.
Facing 7th Street. The only thing he's asking to do is flip it so to Bayview.
You see the arrows on there?
Yeah, I see the arrows.
Okay.
So he wants...
What he wants to do, he wants to flip it. See it?
Yeah.
That's
it.
Uh-huh. That's all he wants to do.
He wants to put the property line east and west instead of north and south.
That's correct.
Okay.
So that the front of the house is okay. The Bay View, just like all the other
and
ones on that street.
So
given that information and that those facts,
okay,
are you opposed?
I oppose. And I even oppose this, because I've got the original map.
That's fine, but you can't, because it is what it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, so it is what it is. So given the fact that there are two...
I actually have the original.
Let me ask you just a different way then.
Yeah.
Would you be more opposed if the side of the let's just say that we deny it.
Uh-huh.
So he builds two homes there.
Right.
One and the one on Bayview, you're going to see the side of the house. Or would you prefer that we approve it so that you see on Bayview you see two front doors?
Well, honestly, I don't want it either way.
And 30 feet back.
Okay. Honestly, I don't want it either way.
Okay.
And if it was the way, if he wants to face it on Bayview, I built my house. My house is a 75-foot lot. It's 75 feet away from that property.
On Bayview?
On 9th or on 7th Street.
7th Street.
And I built my house in line with the other houses. And the reason I was allowed to do that is because those houses were built in the early 60s. And I think the setback was 25. So the county allowed me, since it was 30, that I could move it up to 27 and a half feet. So when I placed my house, I placed it at 27 and a half feet.
Okay.
So if the way they want to do it, I'm going to be walking out on my porch, my deck, and I'm going to be looking
15.
At the back of his house.
Gotcha.
Which is farther out than any house on the street. And if it was done the other way, Chuck just happens to live on the corner. We're not here together. We're just both of us opposing it in the neighborhood. Same thing if you do it the other way, Chuck's going to come out the front of his house, and he's going to be looking at the back side of their house.
Right. Understood.
It's
going to be on your street. It's going to be 15 feet from the property line.
Oh, I know, but
instead of 30, I got you.
Right. I have some comments, and one of the comments of the letters I actually thought you'd have more than two letters opposing it, because I talked to all my neighbors, and every person I talked to opposed it. I think what it was is I told them I was coming here, and I think they thought that I was going to take care of this. I don't know what it was, but every person I talked to opposes it for the reason that it's going to set a precedent here that there aren't any 50-foot corner lots. I don't know. This is news to me.
Well, what we're not doing is okay. We're not allowing them to create 250-foot wide lots. Okay.
Right.
So we're not setting a precedent. If we approve it, by approving it, we would not be setting a precedent to subdivide these 100-foot lots.
That's the only 50-foot lot on a corner in Bay Vista.
Okay,
so somebody set a precedent somewhere.
Well,
I don't know when.
Right.
This goes back to, I've lived in Bay Vista since 1974, and there's no 50-foot corner lots, and that's because the county is aware that you have to be 25 feet back then. Now it's 30 feet, but so it was 25 feet.
So you agree that this particular corner lot is unique?
No.
I mean, it's unique in that it's not 100 by 100, but it's 250s by 100.
It's only got one sewer hookup. I don't know. I know you're telling me it's 50 by 100, but, you know, I have a real hard time accepting it when the whole development, there's only one 50-foot lot,
right.
And it's the ones that they're here trying to build two houses on.
Well, no. There's others that in there that are 50-foot.
Well, you can build on a 50-foot lot, but it's not a corner lot.
Okay.
Because yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. You're saying that everywhere else.
I'm sorry.
The corner lots are 100 by 100.
No, some of them are 75.
Or 75.
Yeah.
But this one's unique in that it has 250s.
Yeah, something. I don't understand that.
Okay.
I can't argue with you because you agree it's unique.
You
showed me something here that I was never aware of, but I do have another. I have a piece of paper here telling me that there aren't any 50-foot lots. There, I know there's one sewer hookup to that property, not two on the 50-foot lot.
It sounds like whether we approve it or deny it, there's going to be two.
There's going to be two.
Okay. All right. I mean, the old house met with the established setbacks for the time period, and honestly, I built my house. I looked around the neighborhood. I built it in 04, 05. And I look around the neighborhood and I decide where the existing houses are. And I determine how I was going to build my house by the way the other houses are. And also if it faces north or south. If they build it the way, their project is the way they're wanting to do it, I have a rear deck and I have a front deck. I'll go out my rear deck, I'll be looking at the back of one house. If I come out the front deck, I'll be looking at the other back side. So, I mean, that's why I don't want the house built. And the drainage.
Don't you look at the back side of the other houses, too? I mean, you're on 7th Street and they're 8th Street. You look at the back side of those houses all down there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the difference looking at the backside of that?
Sir, just a moment. Let you speak in a moment, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, because the way the other house that was, the existing house that was there, I didn't look at the back of the house. I looked out on Bayview Street, and when I walked out the front, I looked out on Bayview Street. Now, since they want to put two houses there, I won't be. But I built my house according to the way the rest of the neighborhood was at the time I built my house. I realize I didn't buy bayfront. I don't get the choice of seeing the bay, but I did build according to the way the neighborhood looked previously.
So let me get this straight. What you're objecting of is the aesthetics of it. In other words, you see the back of the house when it's turned.
I'm just objecting to two houses on one corner lot. I know you say it's two corner lots,
okay.
But I can't argue. But the other thing is, the pictures that I did submit it's the problem of the bay coming up, but it's the same as the rain.
Okay, well, you don't do that.
Excuse me?
I said, we heard about the water, but remember, we're not going to address that. We don't want to discuss that.
The other thing is they're building two homes, or they want to build two homes. They're you know, building it to make a profit. They're going to go on, everybody in the neighborhood that's opposed to it, they're going to be living there, and they're just going to deal with, you know.
So they're not here tonight, though. Nobody else is here.
Even if we denied that, they'll still build two houses on there.
Well, I got to tell you, I did talk to everybody, and I think they just assumed that Chuck and I were going to talk, and that would be.
And I know
there's two letters written. I actually thought the other people would have written letters too.
Well, apparently.
Mr. Taylor, when you say you refer to everybody on 7th Street?
Now, everybody on 8th Street, everybody within the 200 feet, and then some other people.
Okay.
Everybody that was at their house. There's some people that are only there in the summertime, right. But it really is. It's a lot of those houses are year-round.
And what about the people on Bayview?
Yeah, I did talk to one person on Bayview.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Sir, yeah. So if they say we deny it,
right.
So you're going to still see the back of their house. Right.
No, I could see the back of the old house, but I could also, I would also have a view of the canal when I walked out my back, and I would have a view of the canal when I walked out my front, because the other house is right here in the middle, the old house, and that's how I planned my house when I built it.
But if they build like this, we deny it, and they build two houses there, like, which they can do.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to still be looking at the back of their houses. Either way you turn it this way or turn it that way, you're still going to be looking.
Now, the reason is because if they're building two houses, they'll have to be 10 feet off of this line and 15 feet off of this line, so there's less area. The other thing I was going to say about the drainage, you put two houses up there, there's less room for absorption in the ground of rain. That's a problem. And it's just 7th and 8th Street's the lowest lowest lots, so you get a lot of rain there anyhow.
Okay.
Mr. Workman, just to clarify, if the houses, say you all were to deny it,
yeah,
and they were to construct the two houses,
mm-hmm.
I think what he would be seeing is not the back of those houses, but the side of the interior house, because the other house would be kind of blocked by that house. And those houses would be off of 7th Street, in a manner consistent with where his house is placed, whereas if we were to grant it, they would be turned in such a way that they would that interior one would be closer to 7th Street. In those cases, he'd be seeing both the backs of the house.
But he'd still see something. Yeah, he'd still see the back of something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the side.
Side, or the rear.
He'd see something.
Yeah. You're right. One or the other.
Well, the other thing is, if the lots are placed the way they want to place the lots, and I was allowed to get the average setback, well, his feet is now 15 feet from the setback. All the other houses on the street are 25 feet. My average setback moves out another 6-7 feet if they did an average setback on the street after he completes his project. Then I can move my house out farther. I can build an addition on the front because
because his would be a side, not a front.
Excuse me?
No, it's the average of fronts, not sides.
Okay, so that would be on the side. All right. Understood.
Hold on a minute.
I actually think that just by doing this, it would set a precedent. Do you have a date on when this was drawn?
County records.
Yeah, that's the county tax map, I believe.
Yes, that's what it is.
County tax map.
And
that could be archived back in the 60s.
Well, I have something that is actually, the updated version is 1974, and it's a 100-foot lot.
And it could be very well be that sometime between 74 and now, somebody did subdivide that and went through the proper channels, and that happened.
Manhattan.
Right,
the two 50-foot lots were taken back to 50-foot bat lots back in October.
Of this year.
Of last year.
I mean of last year, 2000.
It was made into a 50-foot lot a year ago?
Less than a year ago.
October of 2015.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's when it was.
6 months ago.
Okay,
apparently they were originally 50-foot lots, and then there's the policy that you can take it back.
You can go revert back, okay.
And so they were allowed to revert back to the two 50-foot lots.
And he just said that we're actually...
But the 50-foot lots were not corner lots.
You just said that
we had,
they were
25-foot.
Yeah.
But if they did it just a year ago, a year ago, there's no corner lot that was a 50-foot lot.
You just said earlier they were 25-foot.
Well, actually, but you have, for the county, you have to buy you have to have 5,000 square feet.
That's a private deed restriction that you had to buy, like, the four.
Right.
Or you had to buy three, or you had to buy two.
That was a private deed restriction.
Right. There's plenty of 50-foot lots in the whole development, but none of them are on a corner. That was my point.
Got it.
But this was just done a year ago. Would they have to have gotten a variance for that?
No, because originally you can revert back to what was all the way back to what was originally done.
And the original tax maps were showing 50 feet, so you could take it back to 50.
I got the original tax map. One of them is
based on the information we had at that time. It was 50 feet.
That's a survey,
a
tax map.
Hmm. Okay. Sir, you want to remove your hat, please? Thank you.
Chuck Wilson. I live on 211-82 Baby Road, the corner adjacent the lot there. My lot is the 325-foot by 100 lots.
Okay.
I think that if they're going to go ahead and do this, that they flip the lot 50 by 100 and stay in the variances and be with it. I don't see why they have to make the houses go past the variances. I had to keep my house in the variances when I redid it 10 years ago.
They're not asking, and they're not asking to change variances. They're not asking for any.
They're asking for variances on the side setbacks.
No.
Yeah, no, they're asking for a 10-foot side yard setback.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're asking for lot frontage. They're asking for square footage, and they're asking for.
And that's what I'm opposed to.
Side yard setbacks of 10 feet.
That's it.
But not on flipping the lots.
They can flip the lots. That's according to the tax map. That's what shows them. If they continue with the setbacks, let them do it. But if they're going to encroach on the setbacks, then I could do the same thing, get setbacks, and move my house.
The only reason I'd say no, they weren't, because I didn't see that on the application.
Maybe sorry.
That's the whole reason they're here.
I didn't see that 10-foot on here.
Because this tax max thing is, they can do that.
It was noted in the legal description.
Okay.
And it was noted,
application.
It's not on mine.
There's nothing about changing the setback.
Right. The section of code references both setbacks, lot frontage, lot width, and then the ad that ran did include side yard setbacks.
Variance to reduce the lot width requirement for a parcel for the side yard setbacks.
Right. The way the ad ran included lot frontage, side yard setbacks, and square footage.
Okay.
So it might have just, we overlooked and didn't write it on the top of the application.
And I was just stating that because I'm apologizing. I didn't realize that because my application doesn't. Because
I can see, I understand what they're doing. That's fine.
Right.
If they build smaller houses, make them stay within the setbacks, do whatever you want.
Okay.
And if you start moving the setbacks, everybody else in the neighborhood wants to move the setbacks. And then I could build my house right out to the same thing.
What you're not opposed to then is them changing the direction.
No, that's already on the tax map. That's not even a change. That's already set in stone.
But you're opposed to them
encroaching on the setbacks.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
All right, sir. Thank you.
That's all I wanted to ask. Everybody asked you the question. I wanted to know why the setbacks weren't there. That's what we're changing.
I figured because
it was a corner.
Just to address that one point, that map that you held up that I keep referring to, Chuck Adams went through, counted 69 50 by 100 foot lots, 5,000 square foot lots. Every one of them has a 10-foot side yard setback. So shifting these, unfortunately, creates, in the eyes of the county, new lots, and the county would require 15s today for a newly created lot.
So as it sits now, they have a 10?
They have 10s on both lots right now.
Okay.
Right. Shifting them, because it, again, technically creates two new lots, the county's going to make them at 15. And as I pointed out, Chuck Adams was able to preserve 15 on the corner, but the other three had to be adjusted.
Gotcha.
But they will be consistent with every other 5,000-square-foot lot in Bay Vista.
And the 10-foot setbacks are shown on one of the surveys that was provided. We just didn't put it on top of the front page.
And as it sits...
It took you long enough.
As it sits right now, then, you have, on the interior lot, you have two 10-foot sides.
As shown as facing 7th Street, their setbacks are 10 feet.
10 feet, except for the 15 on the corner.
Except for the 15 on the corner.
Okay. Right. That's okay. So, okay. I got you.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. We are ready. If there's no further discussion, then Chair would entertain a motion.
Motion to table case number 11,742.
No. Second. We got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,742 until our next regular meeting of 4/4/16.
So what's the matter in the room?
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,742 is tabled for our next regular meeting on April the 4th. All right, gentlemen. Anybody have anything else? If not, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? All opposed? Motion so carried.